Welcome to AcademicCast. My name is Troy Tarpling. This is Texas Tech University's bi-weekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight integrated scholar Vaughn James, a professor in the School of Law. And now for the news. The Rawls College of Business ranks among the top business schools in the U.S. and abroad. Its wide course selection, helpful faculty and staff, and flexible MBA programs for working professionals earned Rawls a place in the Princeton Review's guide for the best 294 business schools. The Princeton Review surveyed students and collected statistics from the universities to compile the 2012 edition of its Business School Reference Guide. At Texas Tech's College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, professors are boosting the social media savvy of beginning farmers and ranchers. The college is working with researchers in Illinois, Georgia, and Kansas to provide marketing training with an online media emphasis. Their efforts are largely targeted to producers of alternative crops and livestock. The training is funded through a $600,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The College of Education is eager to expand its Tech Teach Teacher Preparation program. Texas Tech's program was launched this fall for middle-level teacher candidates. The program helps to strengthen teaching skills through co-teaching experiences in the classroom. The Tech Teach program will be introduced to elementary and secondary teacher candidates in the spring. Texas Tech College of Education Dean Scott Ridley rolled out a similar training program when he was Associate Dean of the Teachers College at Arizona State University. For many, life can be thought of as a journey of learning, and that is especially true for educators like School of Law professor Vaughn James. His journey has taken him from the West Indies to Manhattan and upstate New York before finally bringing him to Lubbock. Along the way, he has impressed others with his teaching, research, and outreach efforts. This has earned him recognition as an integrated scholar at Texas Tech. Provost Bob Smith shares Professor James' story.
Professor Vaughn James was born in a small fishing village in the Commonwealth of Dominica, an island nation located in the Caribbean. His family later moved to the U.S., settling in New York, where Professor James attended school. He was also educated in Michigan and the Virgin Islands. A bright young man, James graduated from college at the age of 16 and began teaching in Dominica first in elementary school and then up through high school.
Teaching is fun. I've been teaching for a long time, but I've found out over the years that you shape minds through teaching. And that happened a lot at high school, and I taught high school. It was amazing.
Taking a detour from education, Professor James established an accounting practice in New York City. He then became involved in investment banking and rose to an executive-level position at a bank. It was there, on Park Avenue, that Professor James found himself at a crossroads.
One day I was sitting there in my office looking at the East River and figured, where will I be 20 years from now? I was vice president of the bank then. And figured 20 years from now, I'd be vice president of the bank. And said, I needed to do something different with my life. So I thought and said, law school. I always wanted to go to law school. From since I was like 16 years old, I wanted to go to law school. So I applied, got accepted, went to Syracuse.
After graduating from Syracuse University College of Law, Professor James reestablished himself in New York City, this time as a tax attorney. Not long after, his alma mater came calling.
Then got a call from the dean at Syracuse saying, we have an opening, please come teach. I said, sure, I'm on my way. So I went to teach at Syracuse, abandoned New York City and went upstate to Syracuse.
While he was teaching at Syracuse, Professor James was courted again, this time from Texas Tech.
So I came down to this Lubbock place, interviewed, found I liked the people, and said, I'll come. And I came here basically to teach tax law. So I teach tax. I teach income tax, international tax, estate and gift tax. I'm director of the tax clinic. So it's just tax. You mention tax and I do it. That's my field. And I actually love it.
Professor James has taught tax law at Texas Tech over the past 10 years. His legal scholarship has led to writings on elder care, tax issues, and critical topics in the Caribbean and developing world. His book, The Alzheimer's Advisor, has won 2 awards and the attention of national media outlets like CNN and USA Today. Outside of the classroom, Professor James is director of Texas Tech's Tax Clinic. Additionally, he works on cases through Legal Aid of Northwest Texas. He also leads the School of Law Cricket League. And if that isn't enough, he is a talented calypso and reggae musician. Although his days are demanding, Professor James feels his teaching, research, and service projects are highly worth the time and his effort.
If you're going to do good research, good teaching, good service, it is time-consuming. That's one thing I found. It's time-consuming. Forget about working 8 hours a day. That won't cut it. That idea of coming in at 8 o'clock and thinking you can leave at 4 won't work.
Professor James says availability is the key for faculty who want to be involved in service projects.
You have to meet the people when they're available, and that's after hours. You want to go teach to PTA, to go speak at a PTA meeting. The PTA meeting most likely is going to be in the afternoon. That's when the parents and teachers can meet together. Whatever it is you have to do. So think of that after hours. Think of traveling a lot, and think of being flexible, because anything can change. And when something changes, you have to change with it.
Those are solid words of advice from a man who has spent many years teaching and learning during his life's journey. Professor James's commitment to education, as well as his emphasis on research and service, set him apart as an integrated scholar at Texas Tech. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. And finally, AcademicCast would like to recognize the Texas Tech Meat Judging Team for winning its 5th consecutive contest. The team finished first in beef judging and overall beef at the American Royal Meat Judging Contest in Nebraska. The team also placed 2nd in beef grading and reasons, as well as took home individual awards. That concludes this edition of AcademicCast. Join us again in 2 weeks for more academic news from Texas Tech University. See you next time. If you enjoyed this episode of AcademicCast, don't forget to tell your friends.